then
so it can keep hot
we
things.
Need to do this in Colombia. You see this, we have this in Colombia. But then
well, members, no sooner did we start than the chair had to step out of the room. So, one thing that I thought we could get out of the way is that we have, I believe Senator Anderson would agree, we have wrapped up all of the parts of the bill regarding commerce, PUC, energy issues.
Representative Hilty, Mr. Chair, I think the only question is that hydro issue. So are we going to just leave that be for now?
That would be my preference.
And is, I mean, if the House...
You smell like a bullfish.
I guess... House author's not here.
Yes.
I mean, if your understanding is it's... If you're going to not want to move it, then I guess we won't move it if that's what the proponents wish. And then it will not be in the policy bill either.
The language is in the policy bill, but the only thing that I would take up at that point is the date change.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, then I think we've adopted all the other language. Oh, I know what we needed. We needed language on IREDI and the Solar CERT Lab. And I think that we can just, the staff can just incorporate that because we've already voted for those.
Yes. And we did have that.
Okay.
So the question then would be, I know we have Director Klon here from the Office of Energy Security. I think I saw Mr. Sexton earlier. Mm-hmm. So before we leave these issues, we've had kind of a standard question, which Director Klon and any of the issues of concern for you in this bill, is there anything that the governor's office would take exception to?
Mr. Chair, not quite sure how to approach that other than that the I would think the governor prides himself on his independent viewpoints on many issues. We did raise a couple of concerns regarding the items in the bill, the green enterprise issue, as well as issues with the TAM, some of the TAM projects that were in there. I think it would be my personal view that we've come a long way on those two issues. Beyond that, though, I guess I'm not sure how the governor would come down on it, but it seems, in the grand scheme of things, not the biggest issues in the world.
Channeling your predecessor, Mr.
Mr. Chair, and I hope to be a very rare occasion in doing so.
Well, we'll take that, Director Glad, as a qualified yes. I mean, no, whatever. We were instructed, because of the conversations that took place between House and Senate leadership and the governor's office, that we were that we should negotiate with the commissioners on these bills, which I think that we have done. And if there's any disagreement that would cause any difficulty in getting these bills signed, now is the time to tell us.
Mr. Chair, I appreciate that. I appreciate the warning. I appreciate you taking into consideration our comments and suggestions on the various items. And without, again, sounding like my predecessor and blathering on for a couple more minutes, perhaps I'll leave it there.
Very well. Thank you, Mr. Klein. Is Mr. Sexton here?
Okay.
Hi, Mr. Chair. Pat Sexton from the Department of Commerce. I assume the question is, I was outside when Yvonne started. The question is, anything in the bill of a concern?
That's correct.
Making the assumption that, as occurred yesterday, the House position was taken on the forms and filing fees and the $500,000 cut, I don't believe there's anything left on our side of the commerce issues that are at issue. Still, again, saying that the TAM funds are not, they are still outside the mission, but I don't view that as a huge impediment.
Thank you, Mr. Sexton. Senator Anderson, I believe you were prepared to move some language.
I am. Mr. Chair, we can start with this list. Ms. Taylor has a new list, and there's a few of these items I think we should wait on, but we can. There's a number that we should be able to go through and adopt. I think, Greg, I
no.
We don't need that.
We're going to put in language for a one-time transfer for the, each year.
So I'll just cross that off.
You can mention it a little bit. We're going to adopt it for 2 years only. We have either way to just say we're adopting it for 2 years only.
Okay. Well, does that mean we need to vote on it? Or
I think
it's
probably should.
Oh, here. I see.
It's a compromise.
Mm-hmm. We have a new one. Clean, good.
Have the list? All right, let's I'm going to just start at the top, but I'm going to skip over some that have some controversy or too related to appropriations. And so the second item is the water rec account transfer to invasive species on page R47, Mr. Chair. And the Senate language on section 15, I believe we should move, but we need to change that. To make it a one-time transfer from the water rec account to the invasive species account or invasive species program.
Madam Chair, it's one time, but it'll be 2 years. It'll be each year this coming biennium.
So can staff incorporate that, or
yes.
Do we need a motion?
No. Well, we can incorporate that in any motion you make.
I'll move that, Mr. Chair.
So we have that motion before us then, Senate Section 15 on page R47 as amended by Senator Anderson. Is there any discussion to the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion prevails.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. If I may jump down to the mining fees section. There's five provisions in a row here on R51 and 52. And we haven't received any. I know there's been some efforts to find some compromises, and we're not aware that any progress has been made in that area. So I would move adoption of these five sections.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Anderson, you could also. There's a repeal of the existing mining fees on R87. Yes. You could do that along with the same motion,
sure.
Basically.
Sure.
Get the mining fees in order.
R87, and I just have to know which.
It's the same.
Oh, it's the same. Great.
That's Senator Anderson. Sections 20, 21, and 22 apparently are the same, but sections 23 and 24. Are not, so.
And
which did you wish to
correct, move? Thank you. I'd prefer the Senate, move the Senate language if I may. Let me see.
Just technical.
There's just technical changes that just really just clarification grammar.
So Senator Anderson moves approval of Senate sections 20, 21, 22, 23, 24 on pages R51 and R52. and section, Senate section 48 on page R87. Does everyone understand the motion? Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion prevails.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. If I could, I think I'll skip the riparian land exchange until Representative Wagenius is back, because I know she's interested in that issue. The Senate has on R55, section 27,
that's
water fees issue. Language. Oh.
That's $1 million in general fund.
Well, we could still move it. We could still adapt it. I mean, I don't see any problem with adopting things that are, I think there's, are moving things that I'm expecting agreement on. This is the water fees that the Senate proposed.
It's actually, Madam Chair, the language you'll find
actually,
in R57.
Yes.
It's with the end of the section. It begins in R55, but what this does is it's those larger permit holders. I think there's about five in the state. And then also the summer surcharge on 36.17.
So, Senator Anderson, are you making that motion then for adoption of section 27?
I would like to move that, Mr. Chair.
That motion is before us. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion prevails.
Yeah, there's other things, Mr. Chair, that have appropriations in them.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Hansel.
The Section 33, the Stormwater Design Standards, that was a bill that Representative Eakin and I co-authored. I don't think there's a fiscal cost there. I think it's a policy about may develop performance standards.
There is. We've got $500,000 for it.
Is there some money in that one?
Okay.
Madam Chair.
Senator
Shadrick. Mr. Chair, Representative Hansen, we looked at similar language in the Senate. There was also an appropriation in a separate bill, but one of the differences in the language we had shall instead of may. Is that something you'd be interested in incorporating?
Mr. Chair, Senator Chadrick.
Representative Hansen.
I think we'll have to, because there's money in here, we'll have to set this one aside and we could open to discussing that, but I think that the goal of the chairs was to move through some of this that was non-money related, so because we're still up in the air a little bit. So I'd be interested in talking with you about that.
Okay. I think you can, we want to move on to R61, 62. Those other ones are money items.
Yeah, perhaps we should wait on those. So, Mr. Chair, the
R61. Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. R61, 62 are the score reporting requirements, and I believe the language is very similar in the writers, but the Senate is uncodified. That's the difference. I would move the Senate language.
That motion is before us to adopt the Senate writer language in pages R61 and 62. Any discussion to that motion?
I'm not finding it on 61.
It's actually on 62.
I think it's actually on 62, the top of page R62.
Yep.
And is that the whole thing, subdivision one up there?
Well,
is there a heading somewhere? It's missing its heading.
Madam Chair, it was split to match with the House. There, you'll actually see later on, we have language on a report and continuation of a basically a more efficient process for score reporting. And so this just adopts that part, but we could have adopted the whole thing at once. We can get to that later.
All right. So, Mr. Chair,
I don't know.
I'm moving.
Senator Anderson.
I'm just moving the subdivision one. Well, I'll tell you the lines. On the top of R62, 4821 to 48.25. Senate language.
That motion is before us. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Motion prevails.
Mr. Chair, if I could jump.
Senator Anderson.
I jumped down to R65 to the feedlot grant money, language, excuse me. And I think the only real difference here is that the Senate codifies the language. Well, you have it as a writer, perhaps. Anyway, this is Senate-only language here on R65 to
R67,
Section 34. It's just Section 34 of the Senate language. And I would move that. It's the language that's appeared in, as a writer many years in a row, and we just are our lead counsel recommended codifying this language.
Mr. Knopf, do you concur with that?
Mr. Chair, yes. This is the House references a rider from 2005. What this does is puts the 2005 rider along with some of the direction that were in the House side for the grants and puts it in the statute so people can more easily find it.
So the motion before us is to adopt Senate Section 34 on page R65. Any discussion to the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor of its adoption, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Motion prevails.
R75, I think, now.
We'll skip down to R75 greenhouse gas emissions reporting. And there are some differences between the House and Senate language. The House is a little more extensive. It starts on the very bottom of R75 and continues on R76 and 77. And, Mr. Chair, I'd like to move the House language. I think.
Senator Anderson, go ahead.
Well, Mr. Chair, I think the reason is that the House language is a little more detailed and suggests that the PCA shall look at some other MCAG recommendations and consider transportation emissions, and as well as having some thresholds for reporting. So it's got some detail worked out that I think is helpful.
Thank you. So, members, the motion then would be to adopt a House Section 53 on page, beginning on page R75. Any discussion to that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor of its adoption, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion prevails.
I think the next item is the high potential greenhouse gases, and that's the immediately following language on the House side on R77. And as members will recall, I think we talked about this before, this has passed out of the House separately as a policy language, and it goes to, well, it's from, I believe it's from 62.26 to 63.15. Mm-hmm. And there was a, we need to do some kind of a data on this.
Madam Chair, Senator Anderson, this is the same language that passed out of Senator Chaudhry's committee, I think it was last week. What it does, it basically does the same thing, but there were a couple of technical amendments that were added to that. But I think I, it, what, just to eliminate the dates that have gone gone by already on 62.32. If you delete everything or strike everything before each, basically strike beginning October 1, 2008, and then on 62.33, strike thereafter. And then do the same thing on 63.3, strike beginning October 1, 2008, and then strike thereafter. I think you'll get it in the same shape the Senate bill is in. And those are just purely technical to eliminate obsolete dates.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to incorporate those in my motion on sections 54 and 55.
Senator Anderson is moving sections 54 and 55 as amended. Representative Hansen.
Madam Chair, and I'm trying to remember from committee, and maybe Representative Knuth can help me on this, but was there a reason why we had the October 1, 2008 when it was?
Madam Chair, Representative Hansen, that's current law. Because this bill was passed last session, I think that date is from there, so that gave it a start date, and I'm assuming from council saying that it's technical to take that out, it just will continue. I don't know
if you need to have engineer, or if that's assumed in the
rest of the language. I guess I don't know.
Well, Madam Chair, the only thing, if you wanted to leave the October, if you wanted to give them a date, I mean, you could say by October 1 each year,
if you wanted to have a date each year. Maybe instead of doing what I said earlier, would be just to strike beginning and insert by, and then strike the 2008 and then strike thereafter in each of those places. Then at least I guess you would have a date. But otherwise, it's basically technical. Since 2008 has passed, we don't need to have that year.
And I understand taking the year out. I'm not sure if we take out each year, then we don't know when or how often. I think that would be important to keep in.
Madam Chair, each year is still, the way I read it, each year was still in.
Okay.
If you wanted it by October 1 each year, we could modify it to do that too.
I just want to make sure it's each year, and if the agency workload has it as a certain date, I don't know. They would rather have it by a certain date. Yes. Okay. I'm getting a nod. So I'd like to keep the October 1 date in there, but take out the 2008.
So instead of the previous oral change, it would be strike beginning, insert by, and then strike 2008 and then strike thereafter in each location. It basically just repeats itself. So in each place would be to do that. So be clear that it's by October 1 each year, a person who purchases 10,000 metric tons and so on.
Everyone must understand the amendment.
Madam Chair, may I incorporate that in my motion?
Yes. Senator Anderson has incorporated that into her motion. We're looking at section 54 as amended. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposition? Adopted. Senator Anderson, do you have more for us?
Sure. Let's see. If we go to R80.
Was that 54 and 55?
Yes.
Okay, 54. Just to make that clear for the record, that was clear, 54 and 55. Mm-hmm. All right.
Madam Chair, the on R80, I think we should adopt the land sale date delay, which allows the requirement to sell the land and recoup the money to the general fund to be delayed out to 2011. And this recommendation was in the governor's budget or supplemental budget as well. This gives us some opportunity to at least see if we can try to fix this hole.
Okay. Senator Anderson budget is moving section 43 on R80. Any questions? I see no questions. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposition? It is adopted. Senator Anderson.
I think we need to, there's a rider on R82 related to the shooting sports. No, it's R83, I believe.
R82.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's where the language appears.
This is House Section 60. I don't
see it. Where are we?
It's Mr. Anderson, if you look on 67.31 to 68.3 on the House side, you'll see the change.
That's R83. That was all I was saying. It's the page number. So,
That Metro Center, it just broadens the purpose for that money to the whole seven-county metropolitan area.
Madam Chair, I would move adoption of the House language 67.25 to 68.4 on page R83.
I'll include the whole section, but yeah. But Madam Chair, Senator, it's just an amendment to the bill from 2 years ago, from last year. And so you need to include the entire...
The whole page?
Yes.
Of language, sorry.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. That would be House Section 60.
Yep.
All right. Senator Anderson moves House Section 60. Any questions? I don't see any questions. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposition? It's adopted. Senator Anderson.
Okay. On R84, there's some score reporting language. I would move the Senate language here, which has a corrected date and has a commissioner present the report.
Senator Anderson on page R84 is moving the Senate position, Senate section 45. I don't see any questions. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposition? All right, Senator Anderson.
R84, there's also a compost report. Does anybody else want to move this? I don't care which one. Anybody have a preference? Well, House or Senate?
Madam Chair, the only thing is on the Senate side, it does have the date that Senator Betzel corrected. And then the reason the Senate carried this in a rider was because there was an appropriation for this purpose, and as long as there was an appropriation, we included it as a rider rather than as an uncodified section.
But right. I will move the Senate language.
This Senator Anderson is moving the rider on R84, which is the Senate language on the compost report. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposition? Adopted.
And, Madam Chair, I would like to move this. We already did mine, please. I'd like to move R86.
Okay.
That's House position relating to governor's staff. Section 65 of the House, R86. And the record could show there is a split infinitive. And the staff or the reviser wishes to fix it, they may.
Are there questions from members on this? Representative Bloom.
Chair, is there precedence for this? Has this been done before? Is this happening in other appropriations bills? I'm just wondering if we're picking on the governor.
Madam Chair, this is House language, so I would expect the House might speak to it, but I believe this is in other bills as well, and I just think it's important for transparency to be clear which budget funds come from and where they come from and where they're spent, and that's all this would do.
Well, Madam Chair, just to comment a little on this section, I think it is in, I know it's in Representative Kahn's state government finance bill and I think in several other bills, at least on the House side, and my sense is that it was a practice that the governor's budget would contain all the funding for his staff, and it's somewhat new that it doesn't. And it's good government to know where the money is coming from and for people to be able to understand that. So I think it is helpful.
And Madam Chair, we're, you know, as we try to cut budgets, it's a very difficult exercise that we're going through, and we're not really at liberty to touch the governor's staff. And so that really should be within his budget and his purview, because it's not. Rather than in the different agencies. We shouldn't be paying for that.
I don't see any other questions. Senator Anderson renews her motion to adopt House Section 65 on R86. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposition?
Okay, we already did the repealer minor fees as part of our minor fee motion.
Okay.
And I think that's all we've got ready to go on this list, unless there's...
Let's move on to the...
You just take the writer. Do you want to go through? We can just go through the pages.
Yes. Okay.
Sure.
I don't know if I do writers before you do money.
You're saying not to do it? Well, we don't.
It's difficult to
fit the numbers in.
Yeah, I guess you could.
Yeah.
There's, yeah.
We need to get some stuff out. All right. Members, we're going to, many of the riders do not have dollar amounts on them. We just need to get them done. They will be taken or not taken, irregardless of the amount of the money. So, Senator Anderson, I think we're starting on page 3.
On page R3. And, Madam Chair, if anybody wants to jump in and make any of these motions, that's fine. But if not, I'll go ahead. I have notes here of what I would like to move.
Okay.
On everything. So I would move on R3, the House language, up to page 3.20.
Madam Chair, do you want to fix that split infinitive? We could.
Oh, yes,
of course. On 3.15, delete easily. And then after understand, insert more easily. That's to understand more easily the value.
Madam Chair, I'll incorporate that. I think that's a good suggestion.
Okay. Senator Anderson is moving the language starting on from 3.8 to 3.20. Do I have that correctly?
Yes.
All right. Any questions by members? I don't see any questions. All those in favor of this language say aye.
Aye.
Any opposition? Adopted.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Next on R3 also, I'd like to move the Senate language, but I want to modify it. Mr. Knapp.
Madam Chair, I think on each on 4.10 and 5.8, insert for fiscal years 2010, 2011, 2012, and 2013.
And Madam Chair, I also want to put in a sentence that says any rules adopted in 2009.
Yeah, I was going to add that would be kind of a new rider, but basically after 5.9, you would insert a rider. Fee rules adopted by the agency during fiscal year 2010 are effective retroactively on July 1, 2009.
Madam Chair, I'd like to incorporate that as well.
Madam Chair.
Mr. Jourofsky.
Madam Chair, members on 4.9 and 5.7, with there are two more split infinitives.
Madam Chair, I think you should make a list of split infinitives. I think, you could just delete the word better, I think, in both places. Because we're really trying to just align.
Madam Chair, Mr. Knopf, I kind of like the way the meaning of it as written, because there's subtleties involved. And I think sometimes meaning's more important than grammar. And so even though I'm a grammar fanatic, that doesn't quite work for me. So I think we should just leave it as is and not worry about it.
Okay. So we have Senator Anderson's motion before us with the changes that Mr. Knopf had. Do people understand that? I do not see any questions raised. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposition? Adopted.
Madam Chair, next I would like to move on R4, the House language, 4.5 to 4.19. And again, this is about transparency and openness in government. I think it's a good idea.
Senator Anderson has moved lines 4.5 to 4.19 on the House side. I do not see any questions. All those in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposition? Senator Anderson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. On page R5, I'd like to move some House language first, and with one addition at the top of R5, 4.26 onward, I would like to insert after the on 4.35, after the word suspected, I'd like to insert by current science, if that makes sense. Can science suspect things?
Yes.
I think it can. Okay, I'd like to insert that and move 4.26 to 5.10. Oh. And, of course, the numbers will be adjusted with the adoption of the spreadsheet.
And, Madam Chair, this yeah, the same issue, Senator Frederickson, on the amendment for Bowser, on the extent possible, money must plant or whatever. And so I think we could make the same change. I don't think you have to say it each time.
Okay.
But to make that same change that was made to Bowser each time this sentence occurs.
We can do that.
Please.
Yeah. Okay.
We'll direct staff to do that.
Yep.
I don't see any questions.
Repeat the motion.
Adopt lines, the House language 4.26 to 5.10 with the insertion of by current science and then the technical change that Mr. Knopf mentioned.
I don't see any questions. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposition?
No.
Adopted.
Madam Chair.
Senator Anderson.
I'd like to, on the Senate side, lines 3.8 to 3.14, I'd like to move. And again, this is the county feedlot program. Just the Senate rider language. We have the statutory language later.
Senator Anderson has moved lines 3.8 to 3.14 on the Senate side on R5. I don't see any questions. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any objection? Adopted.
Madam Chair, 5.25 to 5.29, also on R5, I'd like to move adoption of that. It's same as the Senate language.
This is the same language. Senator Anderson is moving R25, 3.15, same language. I don't see any questions by members. All those in favor say aye.
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 Madam
Chair.
I didn't ask for objections, but I didn't say. Okay.
Madam Chair, on page R6, I would like to move the House, there's only House language on R6, but I'd like to delete one sentence here, if I might, on 6.27 to 6.29. There's a sentence about requiring written permission from the property owner, and I think that is so onerous that it would really slow down progress.
Senator Anderson is moving on R6, the lines 5.30 to 6.35, with the deletion of the sentence beginning on 6.27. Questions from members?
If I recall this correctly, this was an amendment that was adopted on the House floor.
That's correct.
In a roll call vote. That is all.
That I don't remember. Representative Luna,
so that was an issue of the House to take a position on the House. So I would have some concerns with taking.
Well, Madam Chair, we're moving to accept House language, so we're trying to meet you halfway. But I think that requirement, which we didn't vote on in the Senate, I think that creates. I mean, there's still a process involved of working with property owners and getting their consent, but I think this is a little too bureaucratic. So I would like to accept the House position, but not with that included.
Senator Anderson has moved the House position, not including the House language, the sentence beginning on 6.27. Any other questions? All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposition? Just adopted. Senator Anderson.
Okay, Madam Chair, I'd like to move, I think everything on R7 is identical language, except for the part that's only in the House. Or only in the second. I just want to move everything on R7, except only once, not duplicates. Does that make sense? Okay.
All right, members. Senator Anderson is moving everything on R7, but she is not moving any duplication.
Actually, Madam Chair, I should point out that the language, the House language on the end, does carry over into the next page.
Into line 8.2.
Yes.
Members, you can see that. Are there questions from members?
Madam Chair.
Yes.
Would the motion then actually be to adopt the Senate language from line 3.20 through 4.7 and then the House language 7.21 through 8.7?
Yes. Madam Chair, that sounds very similar to what I moved, so I will accept that. It's okay. A friendly statement.
So,
what
folks,
if there are split in...
No, no. Madam Chair, I just want to make sure I heard right. It sounded like Senator Anderson moved through 8.2, and it sounded like Representative Hilty said something about 8.7. So that would be a difference in what the motion is.
I'll take 8.7. That's fine.
Okay.
I was going to move that next.
All right.
So
the amendment is expanded. Now we are the Senate language on R7. The House language beginning 7.21, ending on page R8 at 8.7. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposition? Amendment is adopted. We're doing really well, members.
Madam Chair, I'd like to move R8, lines 8.8 to 8.18.
Senator Anderson is moving lines 8.8 to 8.18 in the House side. I don't see any questions. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposition? It's adopted.
Madam Chair, on 8.19, I'd like to just change the language a little bit to say by October 1st of 2009 and 2010. Is that the right way to say that?
Madam Chair, I just was going to say by October 1, 2009 and 2010, the commissioner shall.
Mm-hmm. Madam Chair, I would move that language on 8.19 to 8.25 with that change incorporated.
Members understand the motion. Representative Hansen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I did have the Pollution Control Agency approach me about they had concerns about having the ability to meet this requirement. I don't know if they testified to that during the evening, but they were concerned about the ability to reach on an annual basis measurement of the effectiveness of enforcement actions during the previous fiscal year, which ended on June 30th. So I wanted to just raise that, and I don't know if you wanted to, if anybody else had gotten that input.
We could just do it to 2010.
Want to do that? I hadn't heard that. The PCA does measure its air quality permits and to show the effectiveness of their air quality permitting on reducing air pollution, which is a good measure to show Minnesotans of the effectiveness of their work. So I would support Senator Anderson's motion on this.
Madam Chair, I'm not trying to make life overly difficult, but it just seems to me that this is something an agency should be doing every year. They should keep track of whether their efforts are working or are not working.
Any other questions, members? I don't see any other questions. All those in favor of Senator Anderson's motion, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposition? It's adopted. Senator Anderson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd like to move same language on 8.26 to 8.33. I'll just stop there.
Okay. Senator Anderson has moved the same language on 8.26 to 8.33. I don't see any questions. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposition?
Sit down. Madam Chair, I'd like to move all the language on. Okay, I'll be. Well, Representative Hilty's not there. 9.4 to 9.31 on R9, the House language.
Yes, the members note that a lot of this is identical language. Senator Anderson is moving 9.4 to 9.31, the House side. Much of the Senate is identical where there is language. I don't see any questions. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposition?
Oh, we should probably put some kind of a rider for the database.
Okay. All right, Madam Chair, I guess I'd like to move all the language on R10. Why don't I do the Senate side, because it has the rider language for the greenhouse gas emissions.
So I think, Madam Chair, Senator Anderson will probably change that to their air database and expand the dollars that are used. On the House side, you have money, but there wasn't a rider. We'll just modify that to match with the spreadsheet.
That works, for Madam Chair.
That's acceptable.
So then the language following that for the rest of R10 is identical with the House language.
So Senator Anderson is moving the language starting 5.3 to 5.34 on the Senate side. Representative?
I just wanted to make clear. So Senate counsel said it's for the air emissions database, not for just the greenhouse gas emissions, and that was made clear. I just wanted to make sure.
Madam Chair, Representative Cruz, I think what we should do is after the word 4 and 5.4, just insert an air emissions database, including monitoring greenhouse gas emissions, because that's in the
okay.
I think that would be clear.
That would be great.
That works.
People understand the amendment that Senator Anderson is incorporating. I don't see any questions. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposition? Senator Anderson.
Okay, Madam Chair, I'd like to move the, how about the Senate language this time, 6.1 to 6.9, which is the same as the House, on the next, on R11.
Okay, we don't need it then.
Senator Anderson is moving, wait a minute, from
6.1 to 6.9
okay.
on the Senate of R11.
Senator Anderson is moving 6.1 to 6.9. on R11, the Senate language. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposition? It's adopted.
And then, Madam Chair, on R11, I'd like to move the House position on 10.32 to 11.2, and there's a slight difference in language.
Senator Anderson is moving on the House side on R11, 10.32 to 11.2. I don't see any questions. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposition? Senator Anderson.
Madam Chair, I'd like to move at the bottom of R11, 6.22 to 6.24, the score block grant writer.
Senator Anderson is moving the Senate language 6.22 to 6.24. I don't see any questions. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposition? Senator Anderson.
I'm trying to read my notes here. I think I would like to move. Yes, I think I'd like to move on R12 all of the Senate language. 7.2. That's weird. 7.4 to 7.3. That's odd how that works out. 7.4 to 6.32 and 6.33 to 7.3. And the big change item here between the language is almost the same, except at the very end we will not take, with this motion, we would not take the House change at the bottom of page R12 to take money from the Metropolitan Solid Waste Landfill fee. We would keep that as status quo.
Members, I would recommend the Senate position here. Are there any questions? I don't see any questions.
Sorry,
all those in favor?
Pardon? Can you repeat that one more time? Sorry.
Yeah. The House, well, perhaps, Madam Chair, you could explain the House language and exactly, it's taking, maybe you could explain it better.
Okay. The House took existing money that was going to counties and put it in the closed landfill program because of the huge deficit there. But we had, I think, very persuasive testimony that that was, while that account is short, that the opportunities that would be lost to counties would be actually exacerbate part of the problem we have. And we would get more stuff in landfills, which is not where we want to go.
Just wanted to make sure I was, thought that's what I heard.
Okay. So, any other questions, members? I don't see any other questions. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposition? It's adopted.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Let's see. I'd like to move on the Senate side on R13 now, 7.32 to 8.10. Mm-hmm. And then I guess I can put all this in one motion if members want to go through the whole page with me.
Why don't you do it in two?
That's fine. We can do it separately. I'll just leave it at that for now.
Senator Anderson is moving the language on Senate language 7.32 to 8.10.
Do you have language?
Questions from members? I don't see any questions. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Adopted.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Then on the House side, 12.10 to 12.17, I'd like to move that language, but we're going to incorporate some of the Senate language into that.
And Madam Chair, that would be on 8.17 to 8.19 in the Senate side. We'll just add and request that the governor recommend you can add it before the period on 12.17. Combine it.
Madam Chair, this relates to the e-waste program, and the House's good idea was to find out if the fees are the right amount to cover the cost of the program, and the Senate's request was to get a recommendation on making a direct appropriation. So we're incorporating both of those ideas.
Members understand the amendment. I don't see any questions. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposition? It's adopted.
Okay, and then on the Senate side, still on R13, I'd like to move the Senate language, but we need to make some changes to this as well in the section about the dollar transfers to the remediation fund. Mr. Knopf, do you maybe has language?
Yes, Madam Chair, it would be basically adopting 8.21 only through 8.25, everything before the period. But on 8.21, delete shall and insert, or delete main, insert shall, delete money and insert $40 million.
That's what I'd like to move, Madam Chair. And as Mr. Knopf mentioned, we'll delete the second sentence
right
there.
So we have one sentence, 8.21 to 8.25, as with modification incorporated by the chair. I would recommend this language. Members, any questions? I don't see any questions. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposition? It's adopted. We're on a roll. Representative Anderson, keep on going.
Madam Chair, R14, we will move the House language here. We've sort of established this as our position, 12.33 to 13.9.
Any questions by members? All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposition? It's adopted.
Madam Chair, on R15, I'd also accept the House language, 13.10 to 13.31.
The Senator Anderson has moved the language 13.10 to 13.31 in the House side. This is on page 15. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposition? Adopted.
Thank you, Madam Chair. On page R16 to R17, I'd like to move the identical language. That's all the way through R16 and then The next first paragraph on R17, those that language is the same in the House and Senate.
We're adopting identical language here, members, on R16 and the top of R17. I don't see any questions. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposition?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Jumping to page R18, I'd like to move the House 16.6 to 16.12. This is the report on surface water and groundwater. I believe this was requested by the agency.
Senator Anderson has moved 16.6 to 16.12 on R18 in the House side. I don't see any questions. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any objection?
Madam Chair, I would like to move 16.13 to 16.22 House language on the Red River Mediation Agreement. Do we have any change on that?
Senator Anderson is moving 16.13 to 16.22 on R18. I don't see any questions. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any
objection? Right. Madam Chair, I'd like to move all the language on page R19. On both sides.
Put out this language right here.
No, we've got that already on the next page. We've got a separate rider for that.
Okay.
On the Senate. We have the Ringdyke rider, Madam Chair.
That's right.
Senate language 1110.
Is broader, and that's acceptable. On page R19, Senator Anderson is moving all of the language. I don't see any questions. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any objection?
Madam Chair, on R20, I think I'd like to move, I'm trying to remember our conversation about forest management operations being a one-time appropriation. I believe that's what we need to do at this point. So I'd move the House, all the House language on R20.
17.24.
Yeah,
I will strike 17. Okay. I would move 17.22 to 17.24 and 17.28 to 17.35.
Senator Anderson moves on R20, 17.22 to 17.24, 17.28 to 17.35. I don't see any questions. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any objection?
Yeah. Madam Chair, on R21, I'd like to move all the Senate language from 12.3 to 13.2.
On page R21, Senator Anderson moves the Senate language. I don't see any questions. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any objection? It's adopted.
Madam Chair, I'd like to move on R22, the House side, 19.5 to 19.22.
Senator Anderson moves on a page R22, the House lines 19.5 to 19.22. You don't see any questions. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any objection? It's adopted.
Okay, Madam Chair, I'd like to move, I think I'll move on the House side, 19.23. Whoops, I put move over here. Sorry, I'm not reading my notes. Okay, on the Senate side, 14.1 to 14.18.
Okay, Senator Anderson is moving the Senate language, 14.1 to 14.18 on R23. I don't see any questions. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any objection?
Madam Chair, on the House side, 20.4 to 20.9, I'd like to move. And then the remainder of the page on the House side, I'll move. And that's identical, the rest of it. So on the House side, R20, page R23, line 20.4 to 20.20.
Members understand. I don't see any questions. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any objection?
Okay, Madam Chair, on page R24, I'd like to move 14.30 to 15.2, Senate language.
Senator Anderson is on R24, is moving the language 14.30 to 15.2. I don't see any questions. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Objection.
Senator Anderson. Let's see. Madam Chair, on, I think we need this rider without the wolf management part, right? Yeah. So, on the Senate side? Mm-hmm. There we go. Madam Chair, I'd like to move on R25, the Senate language, from 15.16 to 15.28. You know what?
I think you can do the
I think I'm going to do... No, I think we'll do the House on the next one. So. Okay.
Senator Anderson on R25 is moving lines 15.16 to 15.28 on the Senate side. Questions, members? I don't see any questions. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any objection?
And then, Madam Chair, I'd like to move the House language 21.8 to 21.10. That's slightly more flexible language.
You can go all the way down to 21.
All right, there you go. I'll go 21.8 to 21.16, as the last part is identical.
Senator Anderson is moving on R25, the lines 21.8 to 21.16. I don't see any questions. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any objection?
Okay. Madam Chair, I think on R26, on the House language, we have some amendments.
Yes.
Is that a written amendment, or is Mr. Knopf has some?
They're just minor tweaks. Madam Chair, it would be on 21.23, delete 80 and insert 20. And on 21.24, before over, insert of which?
We're on R26, members. Senator Anderson is moving House language 2117 to 2134, and she had incorporated two amendments for Mr. Knopf. I don't see any questions. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any objection? Amendments adopted.
Madam Chair, next I'd like to move the House side 21 point. Oh, excuse me.
To the Senate side.
This is.
Send it all the way down on 1613 to 1628.
They're the same. Okay, that's
except,
fine.
Except, well, there's the technical correction.
Right, no, I know. Yeah. I have. Madam Chair, I will move 16.13 to 16.28 on the Senate side for the remainder of that page.
Senator Anderson is moving R26, 16.13 to 1628. I don't see any questions. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any objection?
But I have the language.
Oh, okay. So whenever you want. R25.
R27, you can do all Senate language.
Madam Chair, on R27, I'd like to move all of the Senate language. You'd like me to read the section of the number 16.29 to 17.25.
Senator Anderson on page R27 is moving all of the Senate language 16.29 to 17.25. I see no questions. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any objection?
Madam Chair, I think on R28 the language is the same. I'll just move that language.
Senator Anderson on R28 is moving the identical language. I don't see any questions. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any objections?
Madam Chair, on R29.
Madam Chair, I think there was a word that was different in the Senate version on page 28.
Oh.
In line 18.3, the House has non-game wildlife. Is different. So I don't know if you want to move the Senate version.
Thank you, Madam Chair and Senator Torres Ray. I forgot that. I had written down Senate, and that's why. One word difference. And so I would move, Madam Chair, can we just incorporate that. We'll just add the word wildlife as the Senate language had it on R28.
On R28?
No objection.
And which language, which line did
that's
the Senate?
18.3.
The Senate would like to add the word wildlife after
non-game.
It's there. It's there. We're just adopting the Senate language on that.
Okay, we're just going to adopt the Senate language. Okay. We've already adopted the language, though.
We thought it was the same.
Well, okay. Yeah.
So can we just change it to just make it the Senate? There's one word difference.
People understand, I think, what's going on here. That's my question. And I don't see any people raising their hands.
People are reading this census too carefully.
Yes. Madam Chair, we're just discussing, just for clarity on these adoptions, when they're the same, it really is normal to adopt one side or the other, and then situations like that would come about, because actually you've got people here probably marking, some people marking one, some marking the other. So common practice in the committee is you adopt one piece of language. You can say it's the same, but it would be clearer, I think, to say adopt the House or the Senate language.
We will do that from now on. That's a good
fine,
suggestion.
That's fine, Madam Chair. I'm happy to do that.
All right. In on page R28, we are Senator Anderson has moved to adopt the Senate language, 17.31 to 18.10. It's almost identical to the House, but not quite.
And so we're going to vote again on that.
Yes. So this would be a superseding vote. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any objection? Objection.
Thank you, Madam Chair. On R29, I'd like to move the Senate side 18.11 to 18.21, but I would like to incorporate into that some of the House language from on lines 24.9 to 24.11. And so I'd just like to include that at the end.
And Madam Chair, Senator Anderson, you also have the suspected there, and I think you want to use the same language you used earlier.
Oh, thank you. Madam Chair, I do want to include that same language to say suspected by current science.
Members understand on R29, Senator Anderson is moving 18.11, Senate side, 18.21, with the addition of the House language on 24.9 to 24.11, with the addition of Mr. Knopf's.
Well, Madam Chair, I can read it. Funds for this appropriation may not be used to purchase or use pesticides suspected by current science of being endocrine disruptors.
I don't see any questions. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any objections? It's adopted.
Madam Chair, on the next section on the Senate, we have some modifications to 18.22 to 18.25 that I'd like to.
And Madam Chair, that would be on 18.25, delete 2011 and insert 2010. And then after the period, insert by November 15, 2009, the commissioner shall report on ecological services and waters outcomes from merging duties to the chairs of the, we'll get the rest of the language to the chairs.
Okay.
I think we actually have some questions on this one. So we have, Commissioner Holston, did you hear the proposed Senate amendment with changes?
No. Madam Chair, could you have that repeated so I can hear that, please?
Yes, we'd be glad to. Mr. Knopf.
Madam Chair, Commissioner Holston, it's 18.25, delete 2011, insert 2010, so it's only a one-year delay. And then after the period, insert a report, basically report language that would say, by November 15, 2009, the commissioner shall report on ecological services and waters outcomes from merging duties to the chairs and ranking minority members of the Senate and House and so on, committees with jurisdiction over environmental finance.
Proposed outcomes. Madam Chair, perhaps that should say proposed outcomes or... the idea, Madam Chair. This is intended to be somewhat of a compromise and to shorten the time period and to ask the agency to come back with a little bit more detailed explanation of what outcomes we can expect from this merger.
Outcomes for Ecological Service, the ecology of Minnesota, and outcomes for the waters of Minnesota.
Exactly.
If I'm understanding the amendment correctly.
Yes, exactly. So we can see what benefits would be accrued in both of those areas.
Commissioner, welcome.
Madam
Thank
Chair.
Thank you for being with us today.
Madam Chair, members.
Would you like to put your name on the
record? Madam Chair, Mark Holston, Commissioner of the Department of Natural Resources. I have to tell you, I'm very disappointed having to be here and testify in this particular matter. And it's very troubling for us because we're in the process of trying to take those very big and bold steps that people have been talking to us about outcomes and expectations and deliverables. And our management team, the directors of these divisions, both eco and water, but also forestry and fish and wildlife and everyone else has spent months talking about how are we going to achieve those long-term goals and expectations, particularly around critical habitats, clean water. The movement to watershed-based management is essential, and we are going to do that. As I interpret this language, it's telling me not to merge eco and waters together. I won't do that. I won't merge eco and waters, but we're going to develop a watershed-based management team. And we'll still have the shell of eco there and still have the shell of waters there in some fashion. And we can try to accommodate you on a November 1st date of what that will look like. But if you're going to administratively step in and stop us from using all the tools at our disposal to meet those outcomes and those objectives of watershed-based management, we'll honor that and leave the shells of those divisions together. I don't know what to say.
Commissioner Holston, I think maybe this is a great time to have a conversation about this. I don't think it is the intention of the Senate or the House to say that the commissioner should not be bold and want big changes or to move to watersheds. I think the question here is how are we going to talk to the public about what they can expect as beneficial outcomes for the various waters of the state and for the ecologies of the state. So I don't see that this is in any way hampering a decision to be bold and to do big changes. Rather, it is for us to have a conversation among ourselves and with Minnesotans so that folks can understand that this is going to be of benefit to our waters and it's going our groundwater and our surface water and a benefit to our forests, our prairies, our wetlands, our oak savannas we don't talk very often about. Am I capturing for the Senate what the Senate is thinking about here?
Well, Madam Chair, I think you said it very well. This is, I think there, I certainly support strongly the agency's desire to move to a watershed-based approach. I think that's a very important step forward and an important reform. But I think the question is whether we just have some caution about the idea of losing some things that are important with the merger, and we just want an opportunity we haven't been discussing this for very long. Sounds like you've been discussing it internally for a long time, but we've only known about it for a short time. And we want to make sure that, as Representative Bugini has said, that if this merger moves forward next year, that it will do so because it will improve the management and results for our waters as well as all the other parts of our ecological systems, including wildlife and prairies and other things that might not fit under traditional waters. And we just want to hear what the plan is and how it will lead to better results. And we haven't had a chance to really have that. And that's all we're talking about. I don't think that this will prevent you from moving forward. It's not intended to say stop. It's intended to say let's slow down and talk about it and be sure that we're all on the same page and that we're moving in the direction of better results for all of these aspects, not just for waters, not just for one program, but for all of the different parts incorporated in those divisions.
Senator Saxhoff.
Thank you, Madam Chair and Commissioner. At least in the Senate, the bill that we passed said that you would not merge ecological services and waters until July 1st, 2011. We changed it to 2010. We said, by the way, this fall, you know, we'd like some idea how you're going to do it. So we think we improved the wording.
Madam Chair, Senator Saxog, oh, definitely it's an improvement. It doesn't get me there. To Madam Chair, to your point, I wholeheartedly agree. We ought to be out communicating and talking about where we're going, and that's exactly what our intentions are. We did not step into this arena. We did not take this step with any naivety and recognizing that there wouldn't be some controversy around this, that there wouldn't be some heartburn, particularly with groups who are very connected to the programs that are contained within the silos of our divisions. I mean, and that's really what a lot of this is about, is we have divisions, and inside those divisions are programs. And that's where a lot of people think their identity rests, is with those programs. And that may be true. But to the particular direction and the reportability of staff, reportability inside of a silo, is what we're suggesting is we can do a much better job in integrating our management and integrating our activities into a single unit that is focused into watersheds that is then interconnected with the other divisions who are implementing land management. Also contained within this is that very, very, very necessary step if we're going to succeed is stepping in and trying to help private lands be managed more aggressively and local units of government and the land use decisions that they make. That's the direction we want to go. It clearly cannot be done in a vacuum on the sixth floor at the Department of Natural Resources. It will require tremendous outreach. It will require bringing organizations and communities in around the table to do this inclusively to get to those objective goals. But if you put a backstop date out there, you have, in a sense, told everybody, don't worry, the legislature will take care of it if my piece isn't taken care of. And that's what will happen as we move forward over this next period of time. I'm asking you to give me the flexibility to manage our agency and get to the goals and objectives you have asked us to do. This doesn't allow us to do that. We're going to go in a different direction, and we'll leave behind some of those tools that we think are essential to get there. We'll just leave those on the sidelines. And we won't implement them. And I'm sorry for that. But we see what the problems are. We see the direction. And when I say that, I am talking about the professional managers, the people who are on the ground working with the people, working on the landscape. They're telling me this is the direction to go. You're saying don't do it for a year with the backstop in there. I can't tell you enough. This is the very wrong thing to do for us to go succeed. You need to give us that ability to try. And you're keeping in there a reservation of hope for people who don't want change to occur, and they will fight it.
Representative Hansen.
Madam Chair and Commissioner Holston and the conference committee, I appreciate the passion on both sides or all sides of this. I can understand the employees' passion about their jobs. I work in state government. Decisions were made that I may not have agreed with, but I always had the answer that it was the executive branch's prerogative to arrange and manage their agency. And separate from the issue and the goals and the outcomes of this, I am concerned about the legislature putting the word shall not relating to divisions. I could see agencies. I think there's precedent for that. But I don't know if there's been precedent before on saying shall not manage divisions across the board. So I may disagree with my colleagues here, but if we want change, then we may need to change the governor and change the appointees rather than stepping in and putting in shall not. That's just my view, having worked in state government. It may not be a popular view, but I understand the commissioner's view. I understand the rank-and-file employee's view, and I understand the legislator's view. I'm fine with oversight and transparency and having committee hearings and having constant reporting about what's happening, but the shall not merge, I think, I will not support.
Representative Logan.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and I would just like to echo the comments of Representative Hansen. I think, again, you know, the legislature does its job in terms of establishing the goals, what the accomplishments and the outcomes should be. But how the agency goes about that, I think, should be up to the agency. It's up to the legislature to hold their feet to the fire for those outcomes. But, again, the more prescriptive we are on how they go about that, I think we are really limiting perhaps the innovation and accomplishment of those goals. And I think this is a very dangerous step, and I do not support this language.
And Madam Chair, I respect everyone's point of view on this. I think it's important to repeat what I said, that I haven't really gotten – I'm just not convinced that this will achieve better outcomes. And I think it might be it might be a great idea, but I think it's really whether you think we should tell the department whether to do it or not do it. I think that my hesitation is that I'm not convinced it will actually help. And I really wish that the agency could do a better job of explaining what we're going to get from this. Instead, we're just saying, trust me, it's a good idea. And that concerns me. And I, you know, we're only in session during a certain time of the year, so that's why these dates are in here, because that's the only control we have. So...
Members.
Madam Chair, I have to tell you this. I have never used the word with this legislature, trust me. I fully expect oversight and be held accountable for the actions of my employees and for the decisions that I make as commissioner. And I've never used that. But I don't sit here today lightly and tell you that this is a... This is a critical issue inside the Department of Natural Resources. And you can protect the bureaucracy. You can step in and you can do this, but you will prevent the type of growth that is so essential for us to go and succeed. Now, the point of we haven't, to Senator Anderson's point, we haven't laid out a lot of detail. It's because we haven't developed a lot of detail. We haven't gotten into the org chart. We haven't gotten into the design of the division. We've done that intentionally because we did not want to artificially create something that we didn't know exactly how to put this together. We're utilizing a field, utilizing middle management across the agency, not just inside these divisions. We'll be utilizing everybody coming together and saying, help us build this better model. We don't have it today. Thinking that we can just integrate across divisional lines is a great textbook philosophy, but it doesn't work, particularly in this arena. And we have to change how we operate and change how we approach this. And this is where our managers are saying this is the direction to go.
Commissioner Holston, just let me make a couple of points here. And before I set this aside for later discussion, because what we were doing, as you can see, as we were going through these rider languages, these were riders where we did not expect much discussion. We wanted to get the bulk of the work done. And so we are going to set this aside for a later discussion. But, Commissioner, I do want to point out a couple of things. There is no intention, none, to give a reservation of hope for those who don't want change. We need massive change to deal with our waters. We are so far behind in this state. So I don't think that that is a fair characterization of the worry that legislators might have. I think the characterization would be better stated. Representative Loon talked about establishing goals and outcomes. We really don't have those for our waters right now. We have programs. We have practices, but we don't have a plan, and we don't have outcomes. And that is shame on us. Time to work on it. And I don't think there's, I mean, I certainly not only don't object to watersheds, I think that's absolutely the way to go. So the question really here is how we all move together to make a better Minnesota. It's not a question of doing a backstop, but it is a question of having conversations with legislators as well as the rest of citizenry. So with that, I'm going to set, other people can talk right now, but I'm going to set this aside, and we will come back to it. We're not laying it on the table or anything. I'm just setting it aside so we can have some conversations, because we have lots of things. And so I'm going to try to get through all of the other things that apparently are just going to go in the bill and don't have much conversation involved.
Madam Chair, I appreciate that, and thank you. And just to that point, I need to tell you this so you understand. I've sat there, and I've sat now on this side. The words you use, you don't understand how much impact you have on the public and individuals who read and hang on every word you say and every word you put down.
You're right
they
about that.
They do interpret this, and they do sense that this is a backstop. It will affect, if we were to move forward in that design, which I'm telling you, I don't think I will, because I know how problematic this language will look and how it will prevent people who will resist it. They will resist. They will always resist. But if you give them a sense of hope, and that's what this does, they won't come.
I have two more questions or a few more comments. Representative Knuth and then Senator Torres-Ray.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And listening to the conversation, it seems part of where we're at is not bringing the legislature along through a process that I think is really important, and at the same, and we want to be brought along, and I think want to be involved in that oversight role, which I think the commissioner very much understands. And my concern about this language is the timing of when the information came out, and it. By having this sort of reaction to some information, and I don't know all of the information that came out that people or that senators understood or that the whole timeline, but it seems like if sharing information about changes in the agency at various time points and having that come to the legislature at different time points and then getting the reaction of, no, you can't do that, it doesn't seem to facilitate a lot of communication that I think we do want to be encouraging. And that's my concern that I, coming out of this conversation, is we want to be facilitating that dialogue and that back and forth that allows for better oversight from the legislative branch and better operations from the executive branch. And to have this kind of somewhat line in the sand reaction from the legislature, I'm not sure it does that very well. And maybe when we have a chance, I can get a better information about why this language was put in. But I do think keeping that dialogue open is very important, and having reactions that the agency very strongly disagree with when they do have that dialogue open at some level could be problematic going forward, I think, in terms of our ability to do our job of oversight and making sure the agency is following with the outcomes and the goals that we're setting out.
Senator Torres Wright.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I think this is to the commissioner as a new senator. I think that the question for me as a member in the Senate that participated in this conversation was not so much about defending a position of people who may be reluctant to change. And I work with the state for 16 years in the other side, so I know plenty of people who are very reluctant to change in state government. But I think the question here perhaps was more about moving in a direction that for us was unclear. Mm-hmm. For me was unclear. And so when we heard about the recommendation of moving this and doing this merge, the questions that some of us had were related to public policy, perhaps, not just the administrative part. So what is the intention here, and what are you going to accomplish with that? And so perhaps because we didn't have enough time to communicate, perhaps because we, you know, this process moved so fast, the intention here was to say, let's just stop for now and let's engage in that conversation. So I think what Representative Knuth is saying here is a very important thing, which is that perhaps what we need to talk about is building on this language, because I think the issue for us, and I think the commissioner recognized today that he doesn't quite know. He said, you know, we don't quite know yet how are we going to do this, but we need to put these people together. And I think that's where we struggle. I struggle with that. When he comes and say, you know, his word was, we don't quite know yet how this is going to work, but we need to do this. We need to move in that direction. I want to trust that. I want to trust him because he was, you know, hired to do that. He was appointed to do that. But I would like to give the organization, the agency, a little bit of time to put that together and come to us to say that. And so maybe this language may be incomplete. And when we go out to talk about it, maybe what we need to say is until. Maybe this merge could not happen until we get the information that we need. And that perhaps will help us move in the direction where we can both accomplish, not to say to you that you cannot do this, period, but for you not to say to us you are going to do it, period, and then later on you will come and explain. So perhaps what we need to do is work on this language so that we can accomplish both.
And Madam Chair, to Senator Torres-Ray, when I say we didn't know, it's we don't know what the blueprint looks like. We don't know what the blueprint of who's going to report to who. That's the sense of what I said, is we don't have that figured out. Because there are hosts of programs inside these silos of these divisions. And that's where a lot of the connection is. You fund, as an agency, myriads of programs, and those programs aren't going to change. Those programs will continue because you have funded you have line itemed certain programs to be done, and we're going to carry those programs out. What we're talking about is how do those programs merge together? How do we take the two ideological staffs of ecological science and hydrology science and blend them together? That's what we're looking to do. And that's, we don't have the blueprint. And we're not going to have that for months. That's going to take a long time. That's why we didn't want to mislead anybody in just saying, dump a document out there and say, the merger is going to happen. And so often, as you've probably experienced in state government when a change has occurred, it has been that way. The email goes out with, today we are announcing the new division and here's what it looks like. This is so monumental that we didn't want to do that. And we understood it was going to be disruptive. And we have no problem coming in before you over the next several months of time and reporting or including you in that process in any shape or form. My concern is if you put in language that say, thou shalt not do before or thou shalt not do, we just won't. We'll go do it. We'll figure out a way to make it happen in another way.
Madam Chair.
Senator Anderson.
Madam Chair, I do agree we need to move on. We really, this has been a good discussion, and I just want to make, I guess, one last comment. And that is, you know, Commissioner and members, and I understand the discomfort with the way this is drafted, and Commissioner, I'm not concerned about seeing your blueprint of who's going to report to who. That is, I couldn't care less how you do that. I mean, I care. But that's your job. And I respect that. And that is certainly not the, you know, where the legislature should be delving. What I care about is to know that we're going to do the job as well or better for all those parts of wildlife, of water, of other elements that is our mission. How is this going to help? How is this going to make our natural resources better? I have never heard you answer that question, and that's what I'm looking for.
Okay.
That's what, and Madam Chair, that's, we can argue about this all night, and so I apologize. I didn't mean to be confrontational and that how I said that, because I think we can't really continue debating this. We really need to set this aside. But I think that's what I'm asking for, and I think that is within, I think that is the legislature's job, to make sure not necessarily that we are micromanaging how agencies are organized, but that we are certain that agencies are fulfilling the mission to protect our natural resources. That's the piece that I care about. And that's the outcome information that I would like to hear more of. And I think we'll have to continue talking about how to get there, because we obviously have a lot of disagreement about where we're at right now. So, with, you know, Madam Chair, I guess I'm certainly willing to turn the page and move on.
I think that's what we're going to do, because we will have a recess later on where we can have some conversations. But we are going to set this aside for a little while, because one of the jobs here we wanted to do was to get as much of the identical language adopted as we possibly could get done before we take a recess, and actually all of the language that we can possibly get done that's identical or very similar or where we have agreement. So with that, Senator Anderson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. If I may, I'll move to page R30. And I believe the language on both sides is same or similar, so I would move adoption of the Senate language on R30.
Senator Anderson moves on R30 that we adopt lines on the Senate side, lines 1832 to 1930. I see no questions. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any objection? Adopted.
I think the next page, R31, the writer about the ATV account grants program. Senator Torres Ray, you and I had a conversation about this. Did you have any proposed changes?
Yes, Madam Chair. On I think line 20.1, 9, there is a report. And members, this is just, we think that the report needs to be, go beyond the expenditures. So I recommended that we insert outcomes from the grant. So shall report to the commissioner with details on expenditures and outcomes from the grant. So it will be from expenditures and outcomes will be the only addition, Madam Chair, because from the grant is in there.
Yeah, and Madam Chair, I would like to move 19.31 to 20.12 and incorporate Senator Torrey's raise suggestion, as well as to require that this report come back to the legislative committees as well, the proper legislative committees.
I think, Madam Chair, there would be a number of individual reports. I was thinking that on 20.10, after the period, insert by January 15, because they're reporting by December 15 each year, so by January 15, 2011, the commissioner shall report on the expenditures and outcomes from the grants to the chairs and ranking minority members of the Natural Resource Policy and Finance Committees and Divisions.
Does that work?
Madam Chair, I'd like to incorporate that.
That sounds good.
Okay. Senator Anderson is moving lines on R31, lines 19-31 to line 2012 as amended. I don't see any questions. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposition? It's adopted. Senator Anderson.
Madam Chair, I'd like to move the Senate rider language 20.13 to 20.18.
Senator Anderson has, on R31, has moved the Senate language 20.13 to 20.18. I don't see any questions. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any objection? Senator Anderson.
Some changes. Oh, okay. Madam Chair, on page R32, on 25.22 to 25.32, I believe Mr. Knopf has some suggested changes.
Madam Chair, I don't know if we were making any changes. The only changes that I understand would be the numbers. This is the House language for the overall cut to the department, including the no grants being reduced and all of that. I don't know if you wanted to make any additional changes to that.
No, I don't think so, Madam Chair. We'll have to, you know, make sure the numbers fit later on. But I would move the House language.
Okay. Senator Anderson on R32 is moving the House language 2522 to 2532 without the appropriations numbers. I don't see any questions, members. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposition?
And, Madam Chair, I'd like to move on the same page, on R32, lines 25.33 to 26.5 of the House language, which is very similar, but just different dollar amounts, which will be reconciled later.
Senator Anderson on page R32 is moving House language 25.33 to 26.5. I don't see any questions. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any objection? It's adopted.
Madam Chair, I believe that's all the riders.
Madam Chair, I was out of the room for a little while. And what about the wolf management section? I was told you skipped over that.
Well, Madam Chair, we adopted actually the Senate position, which is that the wolf research. This is on R25. Let me go back and look at the exact language that we adopted. We adopted the Senate language that appropriates money from the non-game wildlife account in the Natural Resources Fund for gray wolf research. So we did adopt that, but we did not do anything about gray wolf management or depredation.
Where is that? Madam Chair, where is that on the side-by-side? Is that?
Well, Madam Chair, Senator Frederickson, in the House, they covered both of those goals with the non-game wildlife checkoff. And we just didn't think that was an appropriate expenditure for the depredation control for wolves. So I guess the question we've discussed is whether it would be a good idea to pay for the management activities and the depredation activities out of the game fish fund as an alternative.
Madam Chair, I'd like to discuss taking the depredation part of that program from the game and fish fund, because I think if we are successful in getting the program delisted 2 or 3 years, that the wolf would be classified as a game animal. And I think it would be more appropriate to take it out of the game and fish fund than the non-game.
Do you want to make that as a motion? Would Mr. Knopp want to help with the specific language?
Yes, Madam Chair, I think it would be just on 15.19 to insert a new rider. After line 15.19, insert a new rider. $120,000 the first year and $120,000 the second year are from the Game and Fish Fund for gray wolf management.
Chair, I would move that.
Senator Fredrickson has an amendment before us, members.
Which page of the side-by-side is that on?
Well, we are in R25. We had adopted some Senate language for research for gray wolf, but we had not adopted any language with regard to the management of the gray wolf. So, Senator Fredrickson, why don't you repeat your amendment, if you would?
Madam Chair, maybe Mr. Knopf would repeat it. And this is to assist the department in managing the gray wolf so that it will, in fact, become delisted in Minnesota. We have a management plan, and the management plan needs to be funded.
And, Madam Chair, members, that would be on after line 15.19 on the Senate side, insert a new rider, $120,000 the first year, $120,000 the second year from the Game and Fish Fund are for gray wolf management.
I don't see any questions from members. Would you like to renew your motion?
Madam Chair, I would.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposition? The amendment is adopted. Did you have a... Yes.
Madam Chair, I have a... Senator Fredrickson and I have had a follow-up discussion with fiscal staff relating to the Bowser amendment that we did, and it might be, I think there would probably be some agreement on this, but I think it would be good for Mr. Reinholz to just say what happened with what we did before, and I think that'll kind of sort out.
This would be a good time to do that. Mr. Reinholz.
Madam Chair, we did adopt a Bowser amendment language yesterday that did not have, had a total target of the Senate amount, even though it wasn't drafted into it. What there was, though, in the riders that didn't cover all the items, so it was clear what was being funded at exactly what level. So we do have an amendment prepared with that has three additional riders that clarifies where the money is going to be distributed within Bowser, and I guess that will show up on the spreadsheet. But it'll be clear from the riders that I think if that amendment is adopted.
Are they coming around?
Madam Chair and members of the committee, and I don't know if everybody has the same spreadsheet, but relating to the operations, the border water and soil resources, the Senate had proposed a cut of $430,000 per year for a total of $860,000. The House had a proposal of $408,000 per year for a total of $816,000 cut. There were a couple of items that did not show up on the spreadsheet prior. Those were WACA DNR violations, $250,000 per year from the base for $500,000, and WACA assistance to the counties for $250,000 per year for a total of $500,000. And Senator Fredrickson and Senator Saxhog, and it's the same. We're in the same conference committee as we were 2 years ago, dealing with this. And this was one of the last sticking points on the WACA reform that we would be having a transfer of dollars that would go over to DNR for the flyovers, and that we would provide assistance for the local units of government. So when there was enforcement action, they would be covered some of that cost. So that was zeroed out. And with the action that we took last week, or yesterday, what we show in the general fund reduction for operations was a cut of $36,000 each year for a total of $72,000 rather than those $400,000 numbers. So now I've just been handed by a note from Mr. Jashke that I think he has a different interpretation of the fiscal analysis, but I think our analysis is we have the overall budget cut for Bowser is 10.9%, and what we did with the amendment that we passed adopted previously was we took that primarily out of natural resources block grants, SWCD service grants, vegetative buffer reduction, cost share reduction, cuts to each of the three boards, cuts to drainage assistance, cuts to cooperative weed management. We did keep the house position on the feedlot cost share, and then we had recommended eliminating the drainage management grants for cost share. That was something when we had done the drainage work, which drainage is always a challenging issue. We had said that there would be dollars that would go out to some of these local units of government that would save us money in the long run by providing some updating of these paper records that are maybe 100 years old. So the amendment that's being passed out proposes shifting $100,000 each year back into those three base programs. One would be the transfer to the Commissioner of Natural Resources for enforcement of wetland violations, $100,000 to make grants to local units of government in the 11-county metro area, which we were considering when we did the WACA change for major wetland violations, and then $100,000 in the second year for cost share to the grants to local units of government for public drainage modernization. And so we would be taking that out of the Bowser operations. That would be an administrative cut. Our interpretation, that is not an additional cut. That is shifting within the cut and adding a greater cost to administration. And I would defer to Mr. Reinholtz.
Madam Chair, Representative Hansen, yeah, the total is still the same as the Senate total, which was the amendment yesterday was explained as being at that amount. Yes, the total is still the same. On the spreadsheet has not been widely distributed, but on the spreadsheet you see it does add up to that same. On Bowser, it's a total expenditure there is the same as the Senate amount was when it came in on the recommendations.
So I would like to give Mr. Jashke just the opportunity to give his view.
Madam Chair, members, John Jashke, Director of Board of Water and Soil Resources. As Mr. Reynolds indicated, this spreadsheet is what drives some of this, and if there's an opportunity to do that, I'd like to take a look at that before the language is adopted, just to make sure that the language that we're adopting, if you do it through this amendment to the amendment, we're both clear about exactly what it does and on the spreadsheet, because I have not seen that, Madam Chair.
Do you want to just wait until the spreadsheet's published? Yeah.
We can. I'd be open for any questions, or if there's anybody from the affected parties that want to comment.
Now that this issue is sitting out here, we'll give people a chance to review it. There are a couple of other amendments that I have that are just clarifying. But I think at this point it would.
We have a few more riders.
You have a few more riders. If you, Senator Anderson isn't here.
Somebody else can move them, I guess. Madam Chair, when we got to Bowser, there are actually a few agencies that are after that.
Okay.
And I just want to make sure on R-30, well, it starts on R-37, we've got the Metropolitan Council and then you've got the riders with the Minnesota Conservation Corps and the Zoological Board. I think you can adopt those riders, and I think there's only one slight difference on the House side on the Metropolitan Park Area Regional Parks Operation and Maintenance. You refer to the specific statutory section, and I don't think that, I mean, that's the way the money is distributed right now anyway, so I think you could adopt the House riders on those pages.
Okay, and starting on page, which one?
R38 and 39. I think you could adopt all the House riders on those pages.
Madam Chair, I'll make that motion.
Representative Helty is moving that we adopt the House riders on R38 and 39. I see no questions for members. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposition? Those riders are adopted. Were there any others, or was that it? Members, I think this is a good time for us to take a short recess. We will be back to you and have staff let you know whether it's going to be a very short recess or just a short recess. And with that, we will stand in recess for a bit.
The